Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
Hey, what's up, guys? Today I'm doing an iPad giveaway. Well, actually, we're going to give the iPad away 7 days from today. So it should be May 30th when we announce the winner of the iPad giveaway. Also, shout out to Creative Fabrica for sponsoring this giveaway as I close in on the elusive 100,000 subscriber mark. Why not give away an iPad? And why not have somebody else pay for me giving away that iPad? I think it's a win-win-win, right? So in this video, I'm going to show you how I use Creative Fabrica to further my print-on-demand business. And of course, I'm not going to bury the lead. I'm going to explain to you how you can become eligible to win this iPad for only $1. Yes, $1. You heard that correctly. I'm excited. So let's get started. All right. So the winner of this giveaway is going to receive a 2021 Apple 10.2 inch iPad, 64 gigabytes. I am not an Apple person, but who doesn't love an iPad, right? There's a million ways you can use it. I've been traveling a lot in 2022 and I for sure notice when people, when you have to put the tray table up and you can't have your computer out because we're about to take off, we're about to land. Well, the geniuses on the plane that have iPads, they're not fazed by that. So that's just one of the many things you can do with an iPad. You can even use iPads to create print-on-demand products and upload them. So guys, I'm sure you're already sold on wanting this product, but I did just want to mention this is the model that is going to be given away. All right, so again, this is sponsored by Creative Fabrica. Shout out to them. I know many of you guys are already members. And just up front, I want to say, if you used my affiliate link to join Creative Fabrica, you're already in the running as long as your subscription is active through next week on May 30th, all right? Creative Fabrica, though, if you're not a member, you can join for $1 for the first month, which is a no-brainer. And if you do that, you'll be eligible for the giveaway. So anybody that's been on the fence, this is probably when you might want to consider it. After that, it's $19 a month and you get a 35% discount using my link on your recurring subscription fee to bring it to $19. You get full access to all the resources with no limits. You get commercial use on all of the resources. So it means we can make money off of them, selling them as print on demand t-shirt designs, mug designs, really whatever you can think of. All right. You can cancel any time with no obligations. So here is how you enter the giveaway. And right after this, I'm going to show you some ways that you can use Creative Fabrica so you don't have to just like take me at my word that it's an awesome service. You can actually see like, you know, what it's like behind the paywall. So here are the entry steps. Go to Creative Fabrica's website and download that font. I will link to it in the description at the top. I'll put the 123. Actually, I'll put a 1234 because step one will be to join Creative Fabrica if you don't have an account. But go ahead, download that font. All right. And if you already have a subscription, make sure you download that font. You'll need to log in, by the way. Then leave a comment on that font. Just talk about like what you might use that design for. Okay. So whatever product or t-shirt idea, you can just say, hey, I'm going to put this on a t-shirt and make a text only design, whatever comes to mind. All right, and then last, all you need to do is leave a comment on this YouTube video and drop a like on it and just tell me, you know, hey, I hope I win, pick me, whatever you want to say is all good. As long as you comment, you're in the running. And then Creative Fabrica, who can actually see that you have an active subscription and they'll find you because they'll look at the comments on that font, that's how you're going to be essentially selected as the winner. And then I'm going to announce it in my email, my Monday emails that I do. If you guys are on my email list, you know I like to do an email every Monday. So you'll know if you're the winner on Monday. So good luck to everybody. Now, here's a quick peek at how I use Creative Fabrica. All right, a quick walkthrough really quickly. When you use my link, it takes you to the $1 page where you can join for just $1. You'll see that there's a ton of graphic assets, access to all the designs you can think of. I'll show you the search function. You can see literally we can think of anything on the fly. I didn't even plan this ahead of time because I wanted to see what pops into my mind. I'll type it in. We'll see how many graphics we have to choose from. Lots of high quality print on demand assets, 91,000 fonts, 4.6 million graphics, 31,000 embroidery designs, 93,000 crafts. I mean, I'm not really into crafts. I'm more of a computer guy. Keyboard and mouse are the tools that I use. But yeah, if you're into crafts as well, I mean, there's a whole section on the website. Resources added daily. All files come with a commercial license, as we mentioned. Lots of graphics. Large database of premium craft content. They have classes as well, by the way, integrated into their website, so you can learn from others that maybe have more experience. Big discounts as well on craft supplies. So yeah, they have an online font manager. I've shown that in previous videos where essentially it's called Font Cloud. You can, you know how sometimes you're like, okay, I know I have the right font on my computer, but I forget what it's called. Well, the Font Cloud is a great way of going and finding it because you can literally just scroll through the page and it shows you what all your fonts look like. And instead of having to browse through their entire font library of, what was it, like 91,000, you know, you can just keep the Font Cloud to the ones that you actually like. I also keep a list on my Google Keep, which is like a cloud-based notes. So I have a note just for fonts, and then I basically tag the fonts that I really like over there. Word Cloud Designs, we know they have the Word Cloud tool. You can find that here. Once you're logged into Creative Fabrica, I believe it's under Tools. You can see here the Font Cloud, the Shape Cloud here. Shape Cloud is awesome. By the way, you can upload custom shapes. Just, I think it just has to be an SVG, if I remember correctly. I've done previous tutorials on that here as well. But you can change the shape. You can change the words up there in the top left corner. You can add your own words, by the way. You can change the color scheme. Just so much you can do. You can do a schema and then, yeah, like the first default color scheme, just so you see it behind me here. This is definitely worth the cost of admission by itself because these Word Cloud designs, I mean, that they sell, right? And there's not a lot of people that make them because I don't know if that many people actually know how easily you can have them made using software like Creative Fabrica's. Also under the graphic, well, let's look at fonts real quick. All right, I'm just going to click fonts. And I was looking, actually, there was a font I wanted to show you. I don't know if it's, here, Unicorn. This is the font I wanted to show you guys. Unicorn Magic. Like, they even have fonts where the letters are, like, unicorn horns and tails. They've pretty much thought of it all, right? Maybe I've shown this font before, but this one is, like, one of my favorites to show off because, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but if you go to Merch by Amazon and you scroll through, the Pretty Merch Pro Plus research tab, but you give it a scroll and you start scrolling far enough, you'll notice a lot of designs are basically sold for kids. Like they're geared towards the youth, right? And we know, you know, youth boys, youth girls, well, you can very easily cater a strong, beautiful design to maybe boys and girls, I guess. I mean, anybody can like unicorns, right? But you can do that just using this font, not even worrying about what graphics you're going to integrate. Like, this font looks really good. I would apply a gradient overlay, taking kind of a hint from the preview you've got here, right there in the, you know, the font, what do we call that? Like the title picture, cover photo. And like the way that they set it up is if you do an uppercase letter, it automatically has like the font, the unicorn, like horn and tail. And then if you do the rest lowercase, it looks the same as far as like, it's not like a big disparity between uppercase, lowercase size. It just won't have the tail on it and the horn. So you can just do, you can do these at scale using Automate POD, for instance, to scale out a bunch of designs. Just go to Photopea. With Photopea, you can install custom fonts, even though it works in a web browser. You just download this font, upload it to Photopea. Now you've got the Unicorn Magic font in Photopea, run Automate POD. And yeah, I mean, you've got endless opportunities. Like you could do a series of, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 year old, like a series of 10 different birthday shirts, for instance, unicorn birthday, right? So anyways, this is just one little tangent, but I was looking at this earlier and I was just like, damn, this font is amazing. Like, look at this design, just using the font right here. And then a couple little heart graphics. And you can make better designs than that. Like I said, I'd even go the gradient route and, you know, take a hint from something like this, but they're even giving you ideas right here. So that's just fonts. We could look at the graphics, by the way. What should we look up as far as graphics? Let's do something like Stock Trader. I don't know why I'm thinking of that. I'm looking at the stock market before I started recording this video. So let's see what kind of graphics they have for, related to stock trading, right? Crypto trading, etc. Maybe we look at crypto. So, but you can see here, like if I was going to make a design related to stock trading, I would probably use something like this right here. We know that these t-shirts with the heartbeat sell really well. And then kind of like in the middle of the heartbeat, they put a graphic. Well, yeah, the little candlesticks representing, you know, price action of some equity or some asset trading. You know, I think that's like, you may not get it. And I'm not saying you don't, but I'm just saying if you don't get it, like the people who would buy this shirt or who would receive it as a gift, they get it, right? So we don't have to even understand everything. I say that all the time when I'm doing the top five niches. You don't have to understand everything. Even like crypto, you know? Let's look at, or here, let's go over here in the sidebar. so that it's within graphics. Crypto, that's interesting. So it's a lot of like mandala stuff. Probably be better if we typed in like Bitcoin or something specifically. Bitcoin. So a bunch of like Bitcoin graphic assets that you could work with, work them into a t-shirt, a mug, whatever it is that you want to sell. You can look at like bundles. Yeah, so they've even got bundles that are just like pre-made for us. If I'm working with bundles, by the way, I would probably go ahead and like make some changes myself. Like even if it's just flipping the color scheme or something like that, I would probably just go ahead and do that because I don't like to replicate people's exact work. That's just me personally though. So anyways, obviously there is a ton that you can do here with a Creative Fabrica subscription. When you factor in that you pay $1, you get access to all this stuff with commercial rights. Oh yeah, and you're eligible to win an iPad in a week to celebrate me reaching 100,000 subscribers. It's a pretty good deal, right? It's a dollar well spent. I can think of a lot worse ways to spend a dollar. Also, what does a dollar even buy you anymore? Remember when McDonald's used to have a dollar menu? Now it's like the $2 menu. Yeah, times have changed. So I would take advantage of that. And obviously, everything you need is in the description. So yeah, so check that out. As I wrap this video up, guys, I also wanted to remind you that down there in the description, I've got my weekly print-on-demand giveaway, so make sure you enter that. I've got my 8-day print-on-demand free mini course where I'll send you one lesson a day to your email address over 8 days. I've got a great print-on-demand Facebook community, and I've got a full print-on-demand course that walks you through how I make six-figure sales every single year. So I've got you covered. Whatever you need, if I can help you, I've also obviously got a huge amount of videos on my YouTube channel. So if you want to subscribe, that would be awesome if you are not already. And thank you guys for watching. I'll see you tomorrow with a new video.